Hi, my name is Leo Kwakman.
And your new title?
My new title is Assistant Conductor for the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
And you were originally played keyboard, piano?
Yes, I studied piano first at Hong Kong and then New York at Juilliard. And then I switched to conducting at Curtis. And then I also went to New England Conservatory in Boston.
What made you make the switch?
I've always wanted to be a conductor since I was very, very young. I went to see my first concert, and I told my mother I wanted to be the guy walking out with the chopstick, and actually it's a baton, of course, but and then I was 4 years old. My mother in Macau back then, she didn't know what to do, and so she gave me my first piano lesson at a local piano store.
That's great. And what are your responsibilities in your new position?
I'll be covering for concerts, and I will do family concerts and conduct family concerts, community concerts.
Yeah. Now, when you say cover, you mean you're ready to step in anytime they need you, which means that you have to learn all of the music in advance of every program. It's like an understudy, is that right?
Yes, correct. And I think besides that, also give suggestions or ideas for balancing to the conductors, or guest conductors, to Yannick, and also, of course, to be ready with the music and to get ready to just step up if they need to.
So you listen to rehearsals, do you give feedback about balance and things like that?
Yes. For balance or for maybe, because every concert hall might be different. For example, we'll go to Carnegie on Friday. Might be some section, might be in different spot of the concert hall, might need an extra pair of ears.
That's exciting. Now, when you practice an instrument, and you're practicing for a performance, you can practice on your own, and then when you get, let's say you're playing a piano concerto, you then play with the orchestra. How do you practice conducting?
That's a great question, because I think it's really 95% of mental preparation. Of you have your music in your head, that how you can see, first of all, from studying the score, how the composer wants wants the audience to hear, and you try to picture that in your mind. And when you actually conduct the orchestra, you hopefully to get that picture reappeared.
Yeah. So when you're practicing in your head, you are imagining how it might sound. Mm-hmm. But then when you get in front of an orchestra, it's very different sometimes, I suppose.
Yes, of course. It is always big surprise or shock when you first time conducting a piece that you didn't even wouldn't expect, that kind of sound. So, but I think that's the exciting part. And you and also from experience to working with different orchestras and studying different scores.
You mentioned your other responsibilities would include family concerts or neighborhood concerts.
Yes, correct. I will conduct some of these concerts.
I noticed that you founded the Macau Chamber Music Association. Is that right?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Since I was born in Macau, I lived there during my childhood, and it's a very dear place to me. And so I would still go back there from time to time, and I will still mostly for chamber music, because it's a big part of my passion. To just as Yannick would say, as a teamwork, or to make music with people. I think that also comes from chamber music as well. So I founded the Chamber Music Association, and I would go back and maybe invite my friends that I met in Philadelphia, in New York, to go there and make music and play some concerts.
Well, it seems fitting that you like chamber music, because now this new structure at the Philadelphia Orchestra is a kind of collaboration,
right?
Which is kind of unusual among conductors.
It is. It is very unusual. And as I said, I think it's a very luxury to, as a young conductor, to get to just be there with Yannick, Stefan, and Christy. And it's so much to look up to.
Leo Kwakman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan.